This morning, we're going to be talking about the power of the tongue, or like the power of our words, and how important they are. Even the Bible says that our tongue is a very powerful. It compares it to like a rudder on a ship. So the rudder on a ship is something that steers it, and it's just very small. I got a picture of one here, but it's very small compared to the ship. You guys can pass that around. The rudder is circled in the red there. That's how small it is compared to the ship, and that's what steers the ship everywhere you want it to go. The same way that the words we speak, they can seem very small, but they have a very big impact on others. They can either lift others up and make them feel good, or they can be really hurtful. The Bible has quite a few verses on the importance of our words. Proverbs 15:1-2 says, "A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger." The tongue of the wise useth knowledge, but the mouth of fools poureth foolishness. And then Psalms 141:3 says, "Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, and keep the door of my lips." There's also an example in the Bible of some children that said some very mean things, and it didn't turn out very well for them. I'll read the story here, but you guys probably all know the story of Elijah and Elisha, where God took Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind. I'll read the story. It starts after Elijah was taken to heaven. So it says, "Then Elisha started on his journey north and west to visit the school of the prophets at Bethel. As he came near to the city, he met a host of children. They were possibly going out to the country to have a picnic. They had seen Elisha before, and they remembered that he was the one that used to come to their school with Elijah to visit the school the school of the prophets. They had heard that Elijah had gone to heaven in a whirlwind, but they only laughed. They did not believe that people could go to heaven that way. Their parents were idol worshippers who were unfriendly towards the prophets of the true God. And no doubt these children had heard their parents speak unkindly about Elijah and Elisha. Now the children began to make fun of Elisha. They danced about him and mocked him and cried, 'Go up, bald head, go up.' This was very wrong, for no one should make fun of another person. As he went on his way into the city, two hungry bears came out of the woods and caught all the wicked children." It was 42 of the children they caught. Now, I know God won't, he don't send bears out whenever we say something, when we mock people anymore, but he is still an example of how important our words are and how they can lift others up or they can really be hurtful. I'm sure you guys all played the game of Jenga, where you make a stack of tower of blocks, and then each player pulls one block out until it falls. The tower can seem pretty sturdy, and it doesn't seem like just one block will make the whole tower fall. But after each person takes a turn, you know, there's that one block that you pull out, and the whole tower falls down. It's the same way. Like we can compare that to our words. We can stack up our words like block by block. They can be good words like encouraging and positive and kind words, but all it takes is one negative word, and the whole tower falls. It can ruin a relationship with one of your friends. Also in James 3:5-6, it compares our tongue to a forest fire. Like a forest fire, they can start from a tiny spark or like a camper that doesn't outrun its fire properly, and it can burn hundreds of thousands of acres, and that can take years to rebuild all those trees. It's the same way when we say something hurtful to someone. You might not think it's that big of a deal, but it can hurt those people. It can ruin your relationship for years, where you might not be friends anymore. Ephesians 4:29 says, "Don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words be an encouragement to those that hear them." And then Proverbs 16:24 says, "Gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body." I don't have a lot more. That's all, pretty much all I have. But just remember, every time you're going to say something, or you just think, is it going to lift them up? Is it going to make them feel better? Or is it going to make them feel bad? Or is it going to be hurtful to them? So just keep that in the back of your mind before you speak. So that's all I have. I'll have a word of prayer, and then you guys can go back to your seats. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for all these children. Just bless them as they get older, and just help them to remember how important our words are and what they can, how they can affect others. Just pray for Marlon as he has the message, that you would just speak through him, and that we could be attentive and listen to what he has to say. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.